The practice of ghosting is becoming more prevalent in social and business situations. Some consider it rude, others a considerate way to avoid unpleasantness. On the line with us is psychiatrist Dr. Nzinga Harrison. Welcome, doctor, to our program.
Thank you.
Could you please explain to us just what is ghosting?
Sure. So ghosting is when someone completely disappears from a relationship with no notice at all. So it comes from kind of like Casper the Ghost. One minute you see him, one minute you don't. And when people leave a relationship, leaving the other person to wonder what in the heck happened, you try to call, you try to text, you try to email, and the other person is literally just dropped off the face of the earth. You've been ghosted.
Now, this can be a personal relationship, but it's also sometimes happens in business.
It does, which is incredible to me because the old adage, you know, don't burn your bridges, pretty much flies out the window when you ghost a business relationship. But business relationships, especially when, you know, maybe there's contention over finances, can be as difficult to navigate conflict as personal relationships. And that's really the basis for ghosting, is the ultimate avoidance of conflict.
Is it rude or a considerate way to handle awkward situations?
It's rude. So anyone who says this is a considerate way to handle an awkward situation has never been ghosted. We are a society that really kind of emphasizes this aspect of closure and being able to know what happened and, you know, knowing the role that we played in relationships that ended. And when you ghost someone, whether for business or personal reasons, you really remove the ability for that person to know what happened and leave them in a state of limbo. So it's really a very, very passive, aggressive, hostile, mean thing to do.
Yeah.
In no way is it courteous.
Hurts your feelings. Well, why does this practice, why is it rising in our culture?
You know, I think there are a couple of reasons why it's rising. One that people commonly point to is technology, but from an angle maybe that people don't really consider. So like the Facebooks and the Twitters and the Instagrams, et cetera, I'm too old to know what all of them are these days, really allow us to be connected to more people that are not in our immediate geographic space. And so before, it would be difficult to ghost someone because you would probably run into them at the grocery store, or you would see them at work, or you would see them at church, or you would see them at the football game on Saturday. Now with all of these social media connections where we have relationships over longer distances that really require that we're proactive about seeing people face-to-face, you can ghost from an electronically based relationship and never have to worry about kind of the discomfort of running into that person unplanned.
I'm wondering if all this social media business is making us a little insensitive because we're not having eye-to-eye contact. We're not touching mm-hmm. them, we're shaking hands. We're dealing with a machine, after all. And some people deal with the machine all the time and really don't have an interaction with another human or another animal.
I completely agree with you because when you're in a room, right, eye contact actually affects you physiologically, biologically. You get processes through your body, you know, your heart beats, your stomach responds. You can feel the way a person breathes. You're connected through pheromones. And all of that is lost over the technical relationship. All of those things serve to connect us even more and to make it even more difficult to be mean to a person, which is what ghosting is. Ghosting is just being mean. When you're over the computer, you don't have those same biological signals that drive you away from that aggressive act. And so it's much easier to just cut it off and go about your way.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us, Doctor. And it's an interesting phenomenon.
It is. It is.